Let me speak to Rachel, who's on this line. Morning, Rachel.
Hi, morning, Frank. How's things?
Very well, Rachel. Not any old Rachel, but Rachel Martin from AgriLand. Rachel, I mentioned this at the beginning of the programme. Newry in particular seems to have a particular problem with bovine TB. Is this a time of year when it's more of an issue? Is there a particular time of year when it's more prevalent? Is there a time when they test? For those of us, or for the people who may be listening who are more town orientated, just give us the background on bovine TB, first of all.
Okay, yes, Frank. To answer your question, it's right across Northern Ireland, the issue. It's particularly bad in Derry and Newry at the moment, but the issue is widespread across Northern Ireland. If you talk to a farmer, any farmer will tell you this is the thing that's really getting their backs up. Basically, I'm looking at a graph right now of TB rates, and they just are going up and up and up, really. They hit an absolute peak in 2002 at 10.2% incidence rate, and they did drop a little bit whenever some measures were taken in to basically to kind of counteract that. But now the problem is that it's really on the rise, and it looks like it's possibly going to surpass that. It's actually at its highest rate in 15 years. So I think that the concern is that while there may be a lot of testing going on at the moment, it's an ongoing issue. What we're looking at is a 12-month rolling average figure, which has hit its worst in 15 years. So it's not comparing maybe a high season with a low season. It's an issue which is unarguably getting worse. At the moment, the 12-month moving average for TB incidence rates is sitting at 9.73% for November, because the figures are always a few months behind. So that's the latest month for which we have any figures. So it's likely that by the time any measures get put into place to actually counteract this, that we could even surpass that all-time high.
What's causing it? People, again, think about the badgers, but is that relevant or not?
Well, there is some argument that there's a reserve of the disease in badgers and deer, actually, as well. Although we do possibly hear a lot more about the badger. It's caused by contact between infected animals. Now, whether that's wildlife, whether that's a human passing it, that it could be caused by a number of different things. I think part of the problem is there's not enough research done into the actual causes of how this disease is being passed around. And the department actually are launching surveys at the moment into the wildlife population to try and find out, are they to blame? Is this because of them? Because I think it's very hard to point the finger without doing research. It's very easy to anecdotally say, oh, well, there's a badger set nearby. But evidence has shown that badgers and cattle don't directly have any much contact. The transmission seems to be indirectly. If there is a transmission between the wildlife and cattle, it seems to be maybe like a badger coming into the feed areas, or maybe a cow sniffing around a badger set. It seems to be through things like that it's being transmitted. But again, those kind of things need more research and more tests to go into that to pin that down.
Why will they not issue some form of injection to the animals to avoid ever getting the disease?
Well, that's a very good question, actually. There are vaccines available, and the issue is that if you give all the cattle vaccines, you can't then test for the disease using the skin test, because they already have the disease in their system, essentially. So basically the way that the test works at the moment is there's two sites on the neck which are injected with a small dosage, and they're looked at in a week's time to see how those two lumps changed. So if I think it's the bottom lump grows 2-4 millimetres bigger than the top lump, the animal deemed to be a reactor, so they test positive for the disease under that instance.
What happens then on the farm? Is that animal destroyed? The others are quarantined. What happens?
Yeah, that would be pretty much what would happen, and it's heartbreaking for the farmer, because often these are animals which look completely healthy, and if depending on the seriousness of the case, sometimes the whole herd could be affected, and you know, in that case, you're losing maybe a generation's worth of breeding, maybe longer, if the farm has been in the family maybe for a lot longer than that. And farmers really do take a lot of pride in their animals. And, you know, I know even on our farm, you have your favourites. You say you don't, but you really do. You have a couple maybe that you maybe give a little bit extra meal, or maybe they come over for a wee pat on the head every now and again. So it's even the emotional impact of it. It's not entirely financial.
So you get compensated, obviously, from government.
At the moment, that is the case. But under new recommendations put together by the TB Strategic Partnership to try and tackle this issue, because obviously the government realises that this is a massive issue. But it's costing the public purse around £40 million a year. So they have put together a report with an expert working group, and they actually have recommended a couple of things. The first was to set up some boards to discuss new measures. So that'll be one central board to discuss new things that they might want to do, or how it's going on in different areas. Then they'll have regional boards who'll feed into that, and then they'll have response teams as well. Another thing they've recommended is actually cutting the compensation. So what you're talking about there, I'm not sure the rate that it'll go down to. I think that's yet to be set, but it could see farmers getting very little for losing their herd and being part of a wider problem to tackle this. It's not just down to one or two farmers. This is widespread right across Northern Ireland, and I can't stress that enough. That, yeah, you know, there's honestly not many. If you go to any mart, any meeting, any farmers union meeting, it's what gets people's backs up. People are really, really cross that they perceive not enough is being done about this at the moment.
Okay, just very briefly, if an animal has it, the animal is put down. If it has spread it to other animals on the farm, they're put down as well.
Yep.
But the healthy animals are quarantined for how long? How do you know if your farm is clear again?
Do you know, I'm not, I think it's 3 months possibly that they're quarantined for. I'm not exactly sure on that.
They do get checked again.
Yeah, they would be tested very regularly. And if you actually are a neighbouring farmer of someone who has gone down with TB,
yeah,
you would also have to go through regular testing.
Okay.
So if our neighbour went down, we would also have to do a test, and that can be quite annoying because it's time out of your farming routine as well.
Totally. Rachel, I'm going to have to leave it there because we're on top of the news, but that is the hassle of being a farmer with the bovine TB very prevalent in some places, particularly in Derry and Newry.